We're up to the, I think we're to the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, again, is we're dealing a lot with the Nichsei Malug. Nichsei Malug, again, the items that the woman brings into the marriage, where she maintains the Keren, and he gets the right for the output, for the produce, so to speak, and upon death or divorce, the principal, the Keren, goes back to her. So now, the Mishnah's going to deal with a husband who outlays expenditures in order to use the next same load. He sows the fields, he does something to the fields, for he has expenditures, and when he divorces his wife, the field goes back to Rishus, so he loses his expenditures, he loses what he's laid out. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi hotzos on nutzei ishto. So you have a man who had hotzos, which means he outlaid expenditures on the property of his wife. Rashi says, thank you, Rashi says, then he divorces her. Right? So he had these expenditures and then divorces her. Hotzi harbe, let's say he had a large amount of expenditures, but achol kima, and he only ate a little bit. He outlaid $1 million and he only benefited $10. Right? Or Kima,
by choice, or?
Either by choice, or that's the way it worked out. It was a long term investment, and he had never saw the fruits of his labor. Or Kima, his expenditures were very little, v'yachal harve, and he ate a lot out of it. Nevertheless, masha hotzi masha achal. He doesn't get back as long as he benefited a bit from it. Whatever he laid, masha hotzi is it. Masha achal. I don't know why that's there. There are some girsas. The Shita Mikubetza says that this is not. There's no reason for that there. The Pasha, what he ate, he doesn't owe her any money. The Chiddush is on the fact that Masha Hotzi. Basically, there's no true up to what he laid out. But Hotzi below Achal, if he had all these expenditures, but he never benefited from the from the field, he didn't eat anything. Then Yishava, he takes a Shvua. As to what kama hotzi shua is to the shua as to how much of expenditures he had vehito, and then he takes that back because he never been the whole point of him laying out the money is in order to get any type of benefit from the field. If he doesn't get any type of benefit from the field, then he can get the money. Then he can get the money back.
But why isn't that he didn't take? He didn't take. Why?
Because the whole purpose of
entitled to it.
Correct.
So he didn't take anything. That's on him.
Maybe
why is it not on him?
Because there was no benefit for him to take.
But he could have taken.
That's the halacha. The halacha is that he only loses his expenditures if he actually takes benefits from the field. The whole purpose of him putting out the expenditures is in order to get some benefit.
And he didn't take it.
He didn't get any benefit.
Because the field didn't produce, you're saying?
Either way. Either the field didn't produce yet, or he never had the opportunity to, but he didn't take anything.
So he ate two strawberries.
So Gemara's going to talk about that. So Vikama Kima. Vikama Kima. I guess you have to understand. The kama kima, and how much is this thing that it says he ate a kima? How much is this kima that he would have to eat in order to benefit and then lose what his expenditures? Amar Asi, afilu grogeres achas, even one dried fig, right? Small grogeres. Vehu she'achala derech kavod, but that's provided he ate it in an honorable way. In other words, he ate it, I guess, on his table as opposed to snacking in the field. Right, not Rishus, right? Amar Rav Abba, Rabbi Abba, Amar Be Rav, they said that Rishus Rav, Afilu Shigra the Tamri, even the Shigra of Tamri, which I think is like the date cake when they press it down. Right, Rav says, Tamarim Niduchin Yachad, Kedero Shadosim, Te'enim Yachad, Litros, Af Elu Kane, or Mishri Shigra. I don't know why that's Afilu, right? I think that Rashi asked that. Because that's even more than a Te'ena Achas, than a Grogers. Okay, but those two things. Menbayi Ravbebi, and Ravbebi asks, Chuvtsa de Tamri Mai. What about if he ate the Chuvtsa de Tamri? The Chuvtsa de Tamri, I think, are the leftover dregs after he presses everything together to make some sort of beer, and he had the leftover dregs. If he ate that, right, is that enough to be considered that he ate a Kima in order to be entitled to what he laid out? Gemara on that says, Teku. Obviously, it's a very small amount he needs to benefit in order to lose his right to get paid back.
Do you understand? If he worked for 8 years, invested a lot of money, ate one fig, that's it. If he didn't eat one fig, then he gets back $1 million. So, is that what
correct. That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying.
Sounds good.
Sits
well.
Does it sit well?
But eating a fig is not worth a million pounds.
No, I'm saying, that's what
I'm saying. That's what it is. That's the whole...
You have a drop of a nut, and that's
right.
It.
Correct.
Yeah, zero. Well,
that's, correct. Correct. That's what the Mishnah says.
How true that is.
Right. So, now that the Mishnah says, now the Gemara asks, Lo achla derech kavod mai. What's the din if he doesn't eat derech kavod? So, I don't understand what the question is, because the Mishnah says... If he didn't eat, he has to eat it derech kavod for it to count. So if he didn't eat derech kavod, so I think the Gemara is asking, okay, I understand that he has to eat it derech kavod, but there has to be a point where he eats enough, even if it's not derech kavod, that would constitute him eating and therefore losing his investment. So lo achla derech kavod mai. So Amar Ula says, plige, I don't know how he touches the question. Plige ba trei maroi. Is machlokas trei maroi ba marav in Eretz Yisrael? We mentioned specific Eretz Yisrael today, Chag Sameach for today. Pliga ba batrei amarei b'marava. Yeah, okay, good. Chad Amar. Chad Amar. One says the isar; it has to be the amount of an isar. The Chad Amar the dinar. Only if it's a dinar, which is I think a little more. So that's the story. Even if it's not derech kavon, if he eats a more significant amount, machlokes what that amount is, then he loses the expenditures because that's considered that he has received benefit. Okay. Fine. All right. So the Gemara explains that you have to eat some sort of payros, you have to eat some of the produce in order to then he's no longer has the right to get back what he laid the money that he laid out. The question now is. What about he didn't eat it, but let's say his animal ate it? The Gemara says, "Amar Dayani de Pumpadisa." The Dayanim in Pumpadisa said, right in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, it says Dayani de Pumpadisa is Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. Right, that's what Rashi points out. Dayanibuta Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Perakamis Sanhedrin. Right, so Amar Dayani de Pumpadisa, Avod Rav Yehuda Uvda. So Rav Yehuda had a Maisa with a husband, right? Be Chavile Zemoros. That the husband had chavili zmoros, and Rashi says avod Rabbi Yehuda uvda the chashva achila, it constituted achila bechavili zmoros when it came to these. I don't know, these are branches,
bundles
of sticks. There seem to be sticks of bundles of what?
This is vine shoots. It's a grapevine.
Grapevine shoots. Okay, bechavili zmoros shehein Michael the pilin. What does that mean?
Elephants.
For elephants?
Yeah.
They really have elephants. Then Michael the Pilin, right? The Heechil Mehen Habaal Livehemto, and the husband fed them to his animal. The Girish Ishto, and then he divorced his wife. The Amar of Yehuda Masha Achol Achol, right? Rav Yehuda says whatever he ate, and whatever he put out, he doesn't get anything back because that's considered an achila. So right, Avod Rav Yehuda Uvda B'Chavili Zmuros. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda l'tamei, and Rav Yehuda goes l'shitaso. Remember, the halach is in Maseches Bava Basra. In order to get a chazaka on a field, you have to have been there for 3 years, right? It's 3 years. Yes, we sit there for 3 years. Okay, so the Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, you have a man who is machzik in the study of his friend, the achla, and he ate the gedulim during these 3 years, the achla orla shvis klayim harezu chazaka. So what's going on? If he ate orla, Rashi says achla lokeach shnei orla she'ein ha'anasan ela bizmoros. You can't eat the fruit, the produce. So what did he? What was the chazaka that he made on the field? He ate the zmoros she'apri aser bahana, or he ate shvis shuhefker, o shazar klayim, or he was zorei klayim vazmoros lo nasru. And the zmoros are not nasar, but he ate those. That's considered a chazaka. If he ate those, meaning he fed them to his animal. That's considered a chazaka. So just like it's considered an achila by the halachas of cheskas karka, it's considered an achila legabe us over here. And if the husband fed the animals chavili zmoros, that's considered achila. And what he laid out in cash is done. It's considered that he had an achila.
Why, we learn in the Yavam, the whole Masech, that a guy won't make a frivolous claim by Kainis Kasul that he's expends so much on the wedding. So why would a guy invest $1 million and then divorce his wife without getting one iota of benefit?
Well, I don't see the connection, because it's a Messias. You know, he didn't benefit. He did invest all the money, and then he divorced.
Right? So right. You think he's a smart, he's not a dummy.
Okay, so she had whatever, she had an affair, he has to divorce her. There are many situations where a guy divorces her, he can no longer live with her. I think it's a different, I think it's apples and oranges. Well, this is the expectation of the wedding, and this is, you know, post-wedding things happen.
It's his option to go ahead and put money into the next right. in order to produce the blow.
Right.
Why should he get compensated back? It's like it's stock.
Exactly.
I took a stock. I invested. I took a chance.
Right. And you lost.
Lost.
So you lost.
Why should I get up? Why should I go over to my wife and say, "Excuse me, I lost. I want it back." Why? I mean,
why does he? He doesn't.
Why does he? He doesn't get it back.
Oh, you're asking the other way than he's
I'm
asking.
The other way.
So you talk to him. Argue it out.
I'm not arguing.
You
know what I'm saying.
Why should he get
it? Why is he entitled to get it back? I don't. That's bothers me.
You have the cases all the time that we're all talking about. Also, where somebody
how
you
already
made
improvement.
He did make improvements.
He didn't because he didn't produce anything.
Well, he didn't produce anything yet.
He didn't benefit
from it yet. Or maybe it's a long-term investment in the car.
Speak to your divorce lawyer. Yeah. Do it 2 months later so I can get some benefit from it. You know what I mean? He put in so much money that...
That's
not why I'm asking
about
the other way.
Okay. So
I answer your question. You know, some people get divorced and they have to pay out millions of money in alimony.
Yeah.
And you ask them, why did they do it? Because it's worth it.
A lot of people don't. Because
it's...
This is very
okay.
disconcerting. So, this is very disconcerting.
What, the Gemara or the Shenda? Oh, okay. Okay. Now.
Why is it
bothering you? Amar Rav Yitzchak. How about this way? How about this case? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda. Hamotzi hotzos ha-nitzei ishto katana. So a guy lays out money with the nitzei malo for his ishto katana. What's the issue with ishto katana? Must be a girl who's married to a raisa. Not that her, it's not the father married her, but the brothers or the, she's a yisoma, the brothers. Right, so it's the Ravanan. And therefore she can divorce, she can just do me at any time.
Right.
Time
only she becomes a
gadola,
right?
Until before she becomes a gadola,
right?
She's a cult, she can do meilin,
right?
So now he's got a problem. Don't put the money in, but you want her because you don't want the land to sit fallow. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Chizda, Hamotzi al tzos al nixte ishto katana. That is considered right. Kimotzi al nixte achar dami. It's as if you laid out money for somebody else. Rashi says. Shemotzi al nitzei acher im mi'en abo shamin lo shvach shehishbiach v'notel kemishpat arisei hamedina. He gets some sort of, you have to do some sort of evaluation of what he put out, and he gets paid based on some current sharecropping agreement. There's something about the sharecropping. How that kemotzi al nitzei adam acher dami, right? So my taima, what's the reason? They basically don't want him to lose all his expenditures. My taima, abdu barabanta kata ki heichad lo nifsidinu. They don't want him to lose, right? They don't want him to lose. Rashi says ki heichad lo nifsidinu shelo yachsif v'yikalkal karkos. Maybe he's gonna. He says, "Why should I put out any money? I'm not gonna get paid back. I'm gonna lose the karka. V'yochav lo yashbiach, and I'll eat whatever's there, but he won't improve the land. Shedoek shematimayim. He's afraid that maybe she'll just do miyun." The cave on the Shaimina Leka Aris, and that once we pay him at least like an Aris, Sulo Mavsulu, he's not gonna lose it, because he's not gonna lose any money. Worst comes to worst, he's gonna break even, apparently. Because Maimar Amar Shema Lo Timayin, maybe she won't do Miyun, so therefore I'll improve the Karka. Vim Timayin, if she does do Miyun, Hareya Tol Shifki Lim Fiyamali. At least I'll get what I put out. At least I'll get it. So for this case here, they're worried much about his expenditures, because it's not, at any point in time, she can just end the relationship. Okay. Next case, pretty. This raises an interesting. I'm waiting the questions once we get this. Ha'u itisa dinaflu la arba meyazuzi bechozoi. So you had this married woman who, during the term of the marriage, she inherited 400 zuz, but not so close. She had to go to bechozoi in order to get the 400 zuz. So it's all the way out. It's basically it's in Yenensveld. Rashi says chozoi is shei makom v'haya rochokei mena. And then what happens? He says, "Azul gavra apik shtei shis meya for icy avra meya." It cost him 600 zuz in order to get the 400 zuz. So that's what that I don't know.
It makes it up
the
volume.
So why makes it up the volume? It's what volume? He spent 600 to get 400. I would take that bet. I mean, that's you're not asking about that. Why are you doing that? It cost him $600 to get 400.
He didn't realize it'd be so much.
What?
He also didn't realize he was getting divorced.
Yeah. That's under his control.
No, he knows it's his. It costs him It costs $300 round trip ticket. $600 round trip ticket. So before he even goes, he knows
the
it costs him.
The airline jacked up the price of the last
thing. Don't tell me about that. I just had that. They do that. You don't fit. They tell you. You book online through some of these things. They say your ticket's not booked for 24 hours. Within 24 hours, they up the price. Okay. So he interested enough. Lo Abramea Zuzi because I also got up at Shisamea. I see Abrameos. So Bahadik Asi, now that he's coming back, it's Tzurech Lechadzuza. He's a dollar short. He has to pay, he wants to buy a Kit Kat from the bodega. And he's a dollar short. Right? So what does he do? Vishakal Minayu. So he takes one of the 400 Zuz, one Zuz, in order to buy the food. So he uses one of the food. So now he said, and I guess what happens then is he divorces her. He spends all this money to go out, comes back, guess maybe finds her whatever reason when he comes back, and he wants to divorce her. So he's going to say, you know what, he wants his hotzos. He wants the 600 zuz back because he benefited from it. He's going to say he wants his hotzos. He wants his money back. He wants his 600 zuz back. Asa l'kamei to Rabbi Ami, and it came from Rabbi Ami, and he said, Masha hotzi hotzi, masha achal achal. No, he ate. He already ate because he ate one of the zuz. He used one of the zuz, I guess, for his own benefit.
Why isn't it when he get home, go to this mall, take out $5, put it back?
Because
in.
It doesn't matter. You have to, because he's taken from the actual money.
Who knows?
What do you mean? Who knows?
He gets home.
Why did that not? That wasn't the case that happened. There were witnesses with him who saw that he used the zuz.
He took the
they took it. They took it. Okay. So Masha Hotzi Hotzi Masha Ochel Ochel. So Amalei Rabban Ravami. So they said to Ravami, Rabban said to Ravami, I think you're wrong in that case. Hani Mili, where do we say that when he eats, he loses the right to expenditures? That's when he eats Gehecha the Ochel Peira. That's when he eats the produce. The money here is not the produce. The money here is the keren.
Right.
So he says, but ha Karnak Ochel. What he ate was the keren. That doesn't count. The and that's considered, that's part of the hotzos. It's basically he borrowed, like you said, what you're saying, he borrowed a dollar from the keren in order for expenditures. It's an additional expenditure. So im kain havele hotzi velo achel, it's considered a case where he had hotzos and he didn't benefit. So in that case, you shove a kama hotzi veito. Then like the Mishnah says, he has to swear how much he spent. He spent 600 probably plus one, and then he's supposed to be able to take that. So no, she loses out in that case. She has a $400 Yerusha. Well, it's 400. He owes her the dollar. He has a $400 Yerusha, but she now has to pay him $600 because in order for her to get the $400, so she's out $200.
Yeah.
It's the death tax. That's what, you know. It's like an estate tax that she got over here. You get this Yerusha and you lose it all to the government. Okay. Okay. Next. So the Mishnah said, if the Baal has hotzos and he didn't eat anything from the Shvach, then divorces her, he has to swear, Yishava kama hotzi v'yito. So Amar Rabbi Asi, v'hu sheyesh Shvach kineged hotzah. This din that he swears and takes the hotzos is only if the hotzos are equal or kineged the Shvach kineged hotzah, that the hotzah equals the Shvach. So Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa. So what's he coming to tell us? What's the case? What's he coming to tell us? What's that coming here? So Lamai Hilchasa, Rashi says, let's just read the Gemara. Lamai Hilchasa, Amar Abaye. Abaye says that Rav Asi's teaching us that the husband has to swear only if the Shvach equals the Hotzos, that She'im Haya Shevach Yeser Al Hotzah, if the benefit that he has from his is better than is equals more than he laid the money he laid out. Then notel es hotzah below shvua. Then he takes the hotzahs without a shvua, which is very difficult to think because the Gemara pointed out. Well, okay, so the shvach was doesn't want to swear. So let's say the shvach was $200. I'll say, you know what, I only laid out $199. So then he just takes the $199 without the shua. Why would he say $201 to take for the shua? For two bucks, I won't take the shua and I'll get the $199. So the Gemara says, so Amalei Rava says, Imkein Osu Arume. You're gonna have some arume, you're gonna have some trickery here. Look at the last Rashi in the last short line. But Amar Batsi Mishvacha Porta, he'll say a little bit less. Dilishko below shua. V'yafagav delo apikulehai. He can just go all the way up. Now I've been saying money, he can just go all the way up and say, as long as I, right, the trickery is, as long as I say that my outlay, my expenditures is just a little bit less than the shvach, I'm going to get it without a shvuah. So I outlayed $50. The shvach was $400. I say, yeah, I only laid off $350. Give me the money without a shvuah. So that can't be what the case is. So the Gemara says, Ela Amarava, she'im haisa hotza'a yisera ala shevach. If his expenditures were greater than the increase in value, ein lo ela hotza'a shir shevach. He only gets the hotzos up to what he. He only gets his outlay. He loses. He only gets his outlay up to the improvement. Up to the improvement. So if he laid out $600, but the improvement was only $500, he only gets $500 with the shvua. Bishvua. Then he has to with the shvua. That's what it is. It's coming to be. It's a chumrah on him, not a kula on him. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to deal with a case where the husband himself didn't work the field. That's right, it's the Nichsei Malog. It's her field. She owns the principal. He has the right to the peros. And what he does is he hires these sharecroppers. He hires these arisim to work the field. And then he divorces his wife after he eats a little bit. Right? So the Gemara, he eats a little bit. So that the sharecroppers also lose out. In other words, the sharecroppers like in place of the husband. So the woman inside. So ibayiluhu. Baal shahorid arisin tachtav. Rashi says shahorid arisin. Ben nixay ishto lito nechso oshlish. The amav egir shemish achal kema. He gets up and he divorces her after he ate a little bit. Prior to, I guess, everyone getting their you know, agreed upon wages. Right? So ibayiluhu baal shahorid arisin tachtav. So Mahu, what's the din about the Arisim? Right? Rashi says, Gemara says, I daited the Baal Nachis and the Stalak Le Baal Stalak Lehu. They have, basically they're in lieu of the husband, and therefore their das was that the husband would pay him from his portion. Now the husband has no portion. So Stalak Le Baal, so not the husband lost his portion, is Stalak Lehu, they lose their portion. O Dilma, I daited the Aranachis. They went to the field not on the das of the husband, but on the field. We're going to improve the field, and we're going to get money. The Araki Kaim and Larisa come in. The karka is still there, so she has to pay. So she would have to pay them their wages. See Rashi inside, right? Mahu sheyitlu harisa kfishichon. I daited the Baal Nachis. Who hichnisam velo he? He hired them, not her. V'chi istalik le'bal. So his husband's gone. Istalik inu velo shakilmidi. The husband's out. They're out. They're out the money. Ki dina demasha hotzi hotzi masha ochel ochel. Right. That's what it is. Or do we say no that they went about for the karka? So the Gemara says. Gemara's going to ask. I don't even understand the first side. The Gemara's going to say. I don't understand the first side. Maskiv lo rava bar chanan. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Even if you say that they went out to the Baal, bottom line is, these guys went in and they improved the land of the woman. What's the difference of a case where I have a field, I don't hire anybody, the guy comes in, he does work on my field, and he improves my field. So granted, I don't have to pay him what he's charging, but what we have to do is, the Gemara says in that case, that we evaluate How much was the improvement, and how much was the expenditures, and he gets paid the lesser amount, but he still gets paid, right? He still gets paid. He comes into my property, he puts up, he does all this gardening and all the flowers. He laid out $1,000. Now my house is worth $600 more, so I pay him $600. The owner.
Who pays him?
The owner.
Her or he?
No, that's the case that the Gemara brings down. The owner pays. That's Yorla Tos Dechaver. So in our case, it's the same thing. The arisim came in, yes. So even if they went on, they were so much on the husband. But now the husband's out of the picture. These arisim still improved the woman's fields. So let's do an evaluation. How much was their hotzos? How much the land improved? And give them the lesser amount. They should get something. So the Gemara says there's no comparison there. Well, the Gemara doesn't like the comparison. He says hasam in the case of yored l'stei chavero. The reason why the guy gets paid is because leke inish detarach. Because there's no one else who's going to do it. It's not like 1,000 people knocking on the door, or the husband or the owner himself was going to do it. So therefore, you paid him. But in our case, but Hakka, why is she paying the arisim? She didn't hire them. If it wasn't for the arisim, the husband would have done it, right? So Hakka ika bal de tarach. The husband would have done it. So the arisim were foolish. They should have had me hire them instead of having my husband hire them. Right? Rashi says, Hacha ikabal, the second to last medium line. Hacha ikabal sheyatriach behen. V'amra luhu, and I guess she says to them, Ilo nachtiu asun, if you guys didn't come, eat to help, iu avid, he would have done it. V'lo havi shakal hashtamidi, and if I don't have to pay you anything. He wouldn't have had to, I don't have to pay him anything, so I have to pay you anything.
He's not a farmer, let's
see. Very good. So my havila, so what's the answer? So I'm Rav Huna, Rav Shura, Rav Huna says the name of Rav Shura. Depends on what the husband is. Ibal Arisu, Chazina, we check. Ibal Arisu, if the husband's a farmer, he knew what to do. Meaning, if the guy was a person who knows how to do this field, and he's just hiring them to make life easier for him, then, yeah, he didn't hire them, he would have done it. So in that case, they lose out. But, so then, but Ibal Lav Arisu, if the husband does not know how to do anything in the house, he's an accountant, he's a typical Jewish homeowner, as opposed to the few who know what to do, he has no idea what to do, Ibal Lav Arisu, then Arla Arisa came. And the whole reason why the Arisa came was because they were so much on the land, on the field, and therefore she would have to pay them, but I guess, what would she have to pay them? Would she have to pay them the difference? The lesser of the expenditures and the benefit, or she have to pay the actual price? I'm not sure.
They may demand their share of the increase in the field's value.
So that's what he says. Who's he quote?
It says full refund.
Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Mao.
Mao is in the question. Rashi's ibal ze arisu v'yodei tiv arisus shim lo du elu hayahu atzma uvda. So we stalik luhu to amra luhu come and see luhu. The lav nachtiu have iu nachit v'aved v'lo have shakol hashtamidi. It doesn't give. There's no Rashi here about. Maybe it's a. I don't know. They get paid. They get paid in the end. Okay, ibal luhu. Now the Gemara asks another question. Okay. Remember, ownership is always a bundle of sticks. The bundle of sticks that he owns the produce. He owns the right to the produce. What if he sells that? Can he sell that right? He sell that right to somebody else. Somebody else, you work the field, and you keep the produce. I'm selling that to you. So he buy luhu. Baal shemachar karka leperos. He sells the karka of nichsei malog for the peros, meaning that the lokeach will work the field, and he'll get the peros. So mahu, what's the din? Can he do that? Mi Amrinan, do we say my dekani akne, whatever is koneh to him, whatever he owns, he can sell, that he has the schus to the peros, so he can sell that schus to the peros. O Dilma, or do we say ki takin le rabbanon peros labal, when the rabbanon made a takana that the husband gets the peros nitzay malog, there's a reason. It's mishum rivach besa aval zibuni lo. The whole reason why he gets it is because you want him to work the field, you want him to make produce, and that enhances the household. Right, Rashi says, "Sheyachnus apeiros lebeiso." We have muzzin habayis much of yativla. Then there's more food in the house. Everything's in the house. It's better. The better is the house. If he just sells it, then he's not necessarily bringing in. I mean, he's bringing in cash. Maybe that cash he can do something else. But I guess the having the gemara might be that he's not benefiting the household so much by this sale.
Well, what's he's selling the rights to the fruit.
He's selling the rights. Whatever rights he has, he's selling. He's selling his rights. His rights are to work the field and get the payers.
Right.
So I sell to you. I say you work the field and get the payers. Give me $10,000. Now you work the field and get the payers.
How does that affect her?
She's not now. There's no produce coming into the house.
Well, it wouldn't come into the house anyway. It belongs to him.
But if it belongs to him, he would eat some of it and bring it into that. Okay, but then she gets to eat it. She has to support her.
And she has $10,000.
That's what I asked. But I guess the Gemara is saying that Rafka the Beis has to mean that from the Nifsei Malug itself that she brought in, that's supposed to benefit the house directly. I'm not sure. What?
I thought he has the rights to it.
Right, so Yehud, well, that's the Gemara's question. So Yehud Amar Bar Mareimar Mishmei Derava. So one says, Amar, he says, Masha'asa Asoy. Mecha's good. Like you said, Rav Papa Amrish made the Rava. He says the name of Rava, right? So Yehuda Bar Mareimar is saying the name of Rava, and Rav Papa is saying the name of Rava. Lo as lokum. That Rava says that's not true. It's not a good sale at all. So the Gemara. So Rav Papa says, listen, yeah, Yehuda Bar Mareimar is saying the name of Rava, but how do Yehuda Bar Mareimar lab the perush itmar? Rava never said that. Rav Yehuda Bar Mareimar is trying to infer it from something, and he got it wrong. Ela Miklala itmar. He got it from a Maisa, but he was wrong. His understanding was wrong. What's the Maisa? Fascinating case. Okay, the Gemara is not going to be the case from where Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mareimar thought that he understood Rava's din that the husband can sell the malog. So what's the case? The Hai Itasa, the Eilele Legava Tarti Amhasa. So you had this woman who got married, then she brings into the marriage two shvachas, who are malok, right? They're the Karen, and her output is the Perus. So she brings in these two shvachas. But Azul Gabra, excuse me, the husband goes up, and Nasiv Itida Akrisa. And he marries another woman, marries wife number two. He says, you know what, I'm going to marry you. Here's a shivcha for you. He takes one of the shivchas that the first wife brought in and gives it to the second, because he owns it's his, I guess. So also lekame deRava. So they came before Rava, and the first wife says, "What are you doing? It's mine. Why should he, how can he take it?" So Zavkan, she screamed out, "Velo ashkechba." So, and he didn't listen to her. So the person who saw it, man the chazim in Yehuda Bam Remo, who saw this psak, he thought savar mishum savar masha asa asoi. It's the same thing. He said he thought because the husband can take. Like, he has the full rights to that property, and now he's, as opposed to selling the property to somebody else, he's taking the shivka and giving it to somebody else. Masha asa asa, he can do what he wants with it. The Gemara says, but that's not the reason. Velohi, he says, no, masha asa, that's not the case, masha asa asa here. Here, the whole reason why he can get the next name alog is because of Rav Chabesa. And here, it's still Rav Chabesa, because it's Rav Chabesa, his bias, I guess. Because she's still working the house.
They have two apartments.
He says, Velohi, mishum revach besa v'hak karavach. And here, the house still gets benefit. It's not something I would have thought that's considered Rav Chabesa, but that's what the Gemara says.
Let's say the second apartment.
I hear you. And Rashi says, "V'ha karavach." It's like the fourth short line. "V'ha karavach besa sha'af ata." Even now, he owes the tzarchi abayas. She's doing the tzarchi abayas. I don't know.
Her job didn't change.
Her job, yeah, but it got be the woman itself. It changed. The Gemara is taking a much more universal view of what the house is. The house is everything. So benefiting the house. Okay. Right, I mean, he brings down the notes here. What you said, Yossi, that it's medubar sha'isha shniya hiba oso bayisima rishona. She has to be in the same house, right? Yeah, I guess that's what the ritva says. He brings out the ritva.
Some of them is out.
That he has to be. Yeah, if he has two houses, maybe it's not
rachel. You can't limit her and say only clean up your bedroom, not
hers.
Right. If he does that, then no.
I don't know. Now the Gemara gives psak halacha. I hear you. I don't know. The hilchasa baal shemachar karka leperos. If he sells his karka leperos, lo asav lo klum. It doesn't count. He doesn't do it. He doesn't have the right to do that. My time. I don't know what Gemara says. My time. But the Gemara gave the answer. Rav Chabesa. But Gemara here brings a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Rav Abaye says the reason why he may not sell the karka for the peros is chashid and shemat tachsif. We're afraid. Rashi says shemat tachsif hasada. You know, the owner, the purchaser of this right, is not going to treat the field well. Because he knows, it's the difference between an owner and a renter. He knows, the sink broke, I won't fix it. He knows that it's going back, you know, maybe the husband will die, or maybe they'll get divorced. It's going to go back. So he's going to let it deteriorate. Rashi says, Shema taxi v'sada, shalo yochu shalokeach l'zavlo l'taiva. He's not going to deal with the property, he's not going to fertilize it. Dekasava l'mochar nafak minai. Tomorrow it's going to be taken away from me. She'ena gufshali, because I don't own the principal. Aval baal, what about the baal? Mitzapa shema tomos hibi chayav. He's waiting for her to die in his lifetime. The year is good for karka m'shavakla. Therefore, he'll
I guess. He has a vested interest.
Yeah, he has more of a vested interest at least. He has a vested interest, waiting for his wife to die. And most people, whatever. Okay. So for Rava Amar, Rava says Mishum Rachavesa. And Rava says the reason because of Rachavesa, because you want to have the produce be brought into the house, because it benefits the household if you have the produce be brought into the house. So my Benayu, so what's the nafkamina between Abaye of Shema Tachsif and Rava because of Rachavesa? Ike Benayu Ara de Mikarev Lamata. Number one is you have the field is very close to the city. So according to Rava, we'll just say there's no Rachavesa because he sold to somebody else. According to Abaye, you can keep an eye out on the field. And I guess you can scream at the purchaser to make sure that he does what he's supposed to do. Right? Rashi says, "Dechazi lekol shaita imasifla." I don't know what that means, but then now he'll force the purchaser to take care of it properly, or at least he'll step up to the plate and take care of it properly. Inami, another nafkimina would be is bal arisu. So I'm really not sure what the case here is over here. The Masifta explains the case as follows: that the husband now the sharecropper for the lokeach, right? He works the field. And he keeps some of the produce. And the rest he gives to the lokeach. So according to Abaye, we're not choshesh for Shema Tachsif, because the husband himself was working the field. According to Rava, what? Then we are choshesh for Rav Chabesa, because he's not getting as much produce as he would have gotten before. but he still is getting produce. So I'm not exactly sure what that. I don't know how he types it. I'm not exactly sure what the case is, how this fits into either side. Inami, case number three, is Zuzi the Ka'avabu Iska. The difference is that if the husband sells the field and he gets money, and he takes the money and he does business with the money and gets more produce with the money. So according to Abaye, we still have the problem with Shema Tassif because the guy may still let the field deteriorate. According to Rava, well, there's still Rav Tobeza because he's going to use the cash and take the cash and buy things, which is what I thought all along, that he takes the cash and buys things. Okay. Next. This Mishnah is similar to the previous Mishnah, but instead of talking about an Arusa, so we're talking about a Shomeres Yavam. So you have a case as follows. Shomeres Yavam, and this Mishnah is actually, I think it's almost word for word, it's a little difference for a Mishnah that's in Yavamas, so Nafla Meches. So, it's a long Mishnah. Shomeres Yavam Shenaflu La Nechasim. So, her husband dies. She has no children, so there's no Yarshim. So, she gets now her father dies, I guess. So, she's Yoresh, her father, and she gets his Nechasim. So, even though Beis Sharma and Beis Hillel were Cholik on the previous Mishnah by an Arusa who got Nechasim, there was Machlokas whether or not she could sell them, depending on when she got them, before she was an Arusa, after she was an Arusa. Here, by Shomeres Yavam, Modin Beis Sharma and Beis Hillel, Beis Sharma and Beis Hillel agreed to each other, Shemocheres Minosenes Vekayam. It's hers, Lechatchila. The Yavam doesn't have any rights to it. It's Shomeres Yavam, I guess, is not considered an Arusa. And therefore, she has a Zika, but it's not considered an Arusa. And therefore, she can buy and sell with that produce as she pleases. Now, Mesa. Let's say she dies while she is still a Shomeres Yavam, and she has Nechasim. She had Nechasim, and she dies. So what's the story? Who gets the money? Is it the Yerusha of the, is it the Yorshim of her father? Or her father's household? Or the new husband's household? So, Ma Yasu Biksuva. Meaning, what do they do about the ksuva? The ksuva, I guess, is the ksuba, the nixei tzom barzel. Also, it's written in the ksuva. And then the chasim and the chasim v'yotzima, that's the nixei malog. So who's yorish them? So Beishamei omrim, and this talks about, like I said, this is talking about the nixei malog. Beishamei say the nixei malog, yachleku yorshe habal im yorshe ya'av. The Yarshim of the husband. Now, I don't know the Yarshim of the husband means the Yarshim of the first husband or the Yarshim of the Yavam. But the Yarshim HaBaal are going to split it with the Yarshim HaAv. Because right now, I guess, Bisham is saying it's Mamon and multiple Suffolk. We have a Suffolk who her Yarish is. So therefore, they split it. Okay? But Beis Hillel Omer, and Beis Hillel say no. Nichasim
b'ches kasim. It's not a Suffolk with Yarshim. She doesn't have children from the first husband.
But she still has Yarshim. She still has Yarshim.
Who?
Who's Yarshim?
She has no children from the first
husband. Just because I have no children, my estate still goes to somebody. It goes to the next people in line.
Go up.
Children are
going.
Go up to the father. Children are first.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
It's called contingent beneficiaries.
Okay. Beis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel say, Beis Hillel Omrim, Nechasim Biches Chasan. The Nechasim, the Nistik Sombarzal Biches Chasan. Whose Rishus are they? That, and Ksuva, right? Nechasim Biches Chasan. Whoever's muchzak in them now, whoever was holding on to them beforehand, right? So she owns them. The tzon barzel, right? The tzon barzel are his.
No.
Yeah, they're his, and
it's her possession now. Is hers? That means her father or
her father gets it. Yeah, why is it hers?
Because it's in her possession.
Before the marriage.
He brings a Rashi that's a machlokus in Bava Basra. The tzon barz becheskasim. Bava Basra perek misha meis mefarish becheskas mihei muchzakim. I becheskas yarshe abal hoel v'achru yusan alav o becheskas yarshe aisha shahayu shalah. Okay, so it's a machlokus, whoever it is. Okay, that's the gemara there. And ksuba is becheskas yarshe abal. The ksuba is by the yarshe abal because they're the ones who have to pay it out. They're muchzak in that.
Which is the first?
The payment, the ksuba payment. Right, the nechnasim hanechnasim vayotzim imah, the nechnas that the nechnasim malog, that's clearly becheskas yarshei av, because they still get the principal. He only owned the produce. Okay, next. This is for the ksuva of the yavama. Hiniach achiv maos. So the first husband who died leaves over money, and I guess the Yavam is Yorish this, like all the other, like he marries her, so he's Yorish all his stuff, right? So then what does he do with that money? That's money is, and those, all that money, right, Rashi says, that money is now Meshuba to the Karka, to the Ksuba. Rashi says, right, so if it's Meshuba to the Karka, therefore it's Meshuba to her, she has a lien on it, so he takes that money, Yiglakach behen Karka, and he has to buy Karka on that, Vuhu Ocho Peros, and he eats the Peros. Rashi says, Yiglakach behen Karka, Lefisha Ksubasa al Nichse Baila Harishon. Her Ksuba has a lien on all the Nechasim of the first husband. Could kindly come on. Lefikach Nichse Hames Achroin Leksuba. There's a lien on the Nechasim. Elo Shehayavam Ochel Peros. But in Yavam, but he gets a right to the Peros if he marries her. So, and this, my normal host, Kasavar, Metalklim Shab Leksuba. Even Metalklim or Meshuba to the Ksuba. So what does he do? What does the Yavam do? He takes the money. He buys Karka. So now principle is safe, and he eats the fruits, he eats the produce. Okay, again, same thing as I had before. Peros had tlushim in a karka, peros that are separated from the karka, so that's considered metalfon, it's considered like cash. Yilaka ben karka, he sells that, buys karka. Vuoko peros, and he eats the peros. Not those peros, he sold them. He eats the peros of the karka that he buys. Now, what about if he left over, the first husband leaves over Muhubarim the karka, peros and muhubar the karka, Amar Rabbi Meir, Shamit also, we evaluate, Kamehin Yafim the peros, how much the field is worth with the peros, the Kamehin Yafim below peros, how much the field is worth without the peros, Vamoser, and the difference between the two, Yilachim and karka, Luocho peros. He buys the karka and eats the produce of that karka. Chachal Omrim, peros hamuhubim the karka, Shalom, they belong to him. Peros that are muhubar to the karka, they belong to him. And therefore, and this is a different madam, and a tulushim in a karka, and some, what's not attached to the ground is considered metalatlim, and this madam is going to hold that metalatlim are not meshuba to the karka, so then, kol hakodim zacha behen, whoever grabs them first is zocha, kodim hu zacha, if he gets grabs them first, then there is, and they're not meshuba to the ksuba, kodmahi, if she grabs them first, then it's hers, they become mulog, so then you can't be on karka, you lach be on karka, but who ochel peiros? Then he has to take that first dibs on the, according to the Manda Amr, who holds that metalton are not meshuba to the ksuba, so if he gets them first, it's his. If she gets them first, then it's nixay mulog, and he takes it, sells it, and takes the money, buys karka. Okay. Now the Mishnah explains the din of a ksuba by Yavama. Again, I'm not sure why the Mishnah. I think the Mishnah is just repeating, since we brought the Mishnah, most of the Mishnah down to begin with, we're repeating all the Yavama's ice and axis as well. So now, maybe that's why I don't understand it, because like all of Yavama says a plural. But, okay, so Knasa, so the Yavam marries her. Hare hi ki ishto l'chol davar. She is his wife for everything. Except that the ksuba gets paid out from the produce from the property of the first husband. Velo sheyomer la, he can't say to her ksuva seich munachas al shulchan. You know, I'm going to put aside in escrow the money for your ksuba, and that's it. No, he has to say all his property is subject to the lien. Right, Ella, kol nechasa v'acharoyin leksubasa. V'chein lo yomer adam leishto, a person can tell to his wife, harei ksuva seich munachas al shulchan, I'm going to open an escrow account, and I'll put the money in for your ksuba in there, and we're good to go. And anytime I divorce you, because the whole reason why the ksuba is that somebody ain't the akala ain't up to divorce her. So if there's a lien on all his property, he has no idea what she's going to collect from. So he can't put it aside. Ella, kol nechasa v'acharoyin leksubasa. All of his money is subject to the lien for the ksuba. Gersha, so now if the Yavam divorces his Yivimto, Eimla Ela Ksuba. She only gets the Ksuba. All right, fine, she gets the Ksuba. Herzira, now if he remarries her. I'm not sure what's going on. He remarries her after he divorces her.
Rashi says, why are you bringing this down by Yavama?
So the question is, he marries her, he divorces her, and he marries her again. She's like all other women. Which means that Rashi says that she gets married on the for the first ksuva, right? The ein la el ksuba vilvad, and she only has the first ksuba. That, the Gemara is explaining what that means, but the Gemara's Rashi says, "Harei kol noshim betzam epirkan lekamon hamigaris ishto vechzira almanas ksuva harishon echzira." It's a condition of the first ksuva, right? Ubi Gemara parach lamli yishmonu b'yama. Why we're talking about it by Yevod Amam? Okay, we'll stop here. Thanks, Amaya. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day.